The unknown. The unexplained.
The spooky.
It's Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. Now, Bethany, tell us about Jailhouse Pizza.
So, I had actually called in a few years ago for this same kind of thing, talking about Jailhouse Pizza. So, just a quick recap. Me and my sister, we had gone to Jailhouse Pizza. We, downstairs was fine. Upstairs, they still have, the electric chair. They still have, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, this Jailhouse Pizza, the building is haunted because of what it used to be. It was literally an old jailhouse, and they killed people there.
Yeah, me and my sister, we both go up there separately. We both, are like, okay, I felt sick up there. I don't like the feeling, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, fast forward to just a week ago, my mom takes one of her church friends to Jailhouse Pizza, and this woman she's always kind of insisted that she could not necessarily see spirits, but feel them, feel their presence. So I told my mom, I said, hey, when you take her upstairs, don't give her any backstory, nothing. Just see what she says.
So you're just wanting to play a little experiment.
Yeah, a little bit. You're pulling the barbs. Send the church lady up there. She'll let us know what's up.
Exactly. So my mom calls me and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, okay, Phil, tell me. She takes her, she takes her up there downstairs. Again, they're eating. Everything's fine. She's like, hey, let's go upstairs. So they go upstairs. And my mom says within maybe a minute and a half, she gets her friend, gets just white in the face, runs down the stairs, goes outside, and just throws up. sick. And my mom's like, hey, what's up? She's like, there's been a lot of pain in that room. Like, nope, I'm not going back up there.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. It's confirmed. Jailhouse Pizza, don't go.
Oh, wow.
We hear it's lovely down there in Brandenburg, but,
Listen, if you see people throwing up outside, it's not because the food
is bad. It's just because they were possessed by a demon. That's it.
Exactly. No, people's great. Upstairs, energy not so much.
Maybe get the pizza to go. Yeah.
Yeah, just get it to go, and you're good.
Thank you, Bethany.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, I kind of want to go now.
I know. All these places, I'm like...
I mean, maybe not upstairs, but just, taste pizza.
Maybe we do a broadcast next year from the upstairs at Jailhouse Pizza.
Well, why do we need to be upstairs? Let's just
why not?
Nice pizza downstairs.
What are you, a scaredy cat?
Yes!
Jamie, what's your story?
So, we used to live in this house in Gordon, which is another small town.
Yeah.
And our daughter was around 5 at the time. And when we first moved in, everything was freshly painted. Everything was good to go. Well, then we started to notice after a month or so that there was coloring on the wall. And of course, we assumed that it was our kid because that's about the age when they start doing stuff like that. And we asked her, we said, hey, we don't color on the walls. And she said, it's not me. And I said, well, honey, it is you. You're the only kid here. And so of course we punished her for that, made her clean up the walls, whatever. Well then as we started to notice more and more, the coloring was starting to get higher and higher up on the walls.
Uh-huh.
We found coloring up on the walls about, 8 feet. We had high vault ceilings in that house. And I'm like, there's no way even with a step stool that this child could ever do this. We walked into her playroom, shortly after that as well. And she said, she's in there just talking away. And I'm like, hey, who are you in here talking to? And she's like, oh, this is my friend Aiken. And I'm like, oh, we have somebody else in here. And she goes, yeah, he's the one coloring on the walls.
Oh.
Him and his grandma are here.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't live there no more. We short.
You're like,
hello, we dipped out.
You're like, all right, hi, Aiken. Nice to meet you.
Okay,
we're going to be going.
Door now. Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
wow.
The fact that she was like, yeah, him and his grandma live here with us. And I'm like, oh, where's his grandma? And she's like, I don't know. We're just in here playing. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, yeah, when she said he was the one coloring on the walls, like, it was like, oh, okay, we're done. We're done. Let's go.
Down your spine, right? All the chills.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, I feel so, I'm sure they felt so bad. Like, I know. Punishing.
Hey, sorry. Remember the one? But seriously, that kid's going to have an excuse as long as forever.
1,000%.
Wasn't me.
It was Aiken.
Wasn't me. It was Aiken.
That's so Aiken.
That is. Who ate all these cookies? Wasn't me. I don't know.
I think
it was Aiken.
Aiken was really hungry today.
Yeah, he was really hungry. They were really delicious, though, he tells me.
Wow.
All right, more of your stories of the unknown, the unexplained.
The spooky.
Horror Week here, 99.7 DJX.